This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Willie Colon in for Boomer this morning. We'll get back to the calls 888-808-1019. So tonight, Knicks and Lakers. Obviously, we get up very early. It's going to be impossible for me to stay up for this game. I will absolutely get every detail from the highlights and the recaps and everything by the time we get in here and do the show tomorrow. But, you know, I heard Jerry in the warm-up show, the beginning of the warm-up show, talking this morning about how, you know, critical of a game this is for the Knicks, and it's a big game. And, you know, I can't argue with him, but and Towns is coming back after this personal situation. So that is a big deal. And I'm glad that he's coming back. But it's hard for me to put any sort of value on these regular season games at this point if I believe that they're going to be a different team in the playoffs and we're going to see a different game in the playoffs. And I don't know what to judge anymore, especially since they've been 0-7 against the three top teams in the league.
Right.
So if that remains and they can't beat those teams, am I supposed to be excited if they beat the Lakers? Because, you know, they beat Memphis, who's a good team. You know, they beat Indiana, who they had issues with. Like, they've had decent wins over good teams, but they get waylaid by the great teams. So, like, let's say the Knicks come out, play a great game tonight. Does that matter? I don't know anymore.
Well, I think it's the measuring stick, right? You always want to measure up against the great, the solid teams, especially in the league. I think right now, when you talk about the Lakers, there's a potential that they could win the West, right? And
yeah.
They've won, I think, with seven straight since they've been able to, you know, go on this run with Luka. Overall, which I want Towns to be the finisher we need him to be in the fourth. The Knicks were only able to score 21 points in the fourth quarter against the Warriors, so they need that. They need that lift. And what type of condition is he in? You know, he's dealing with a knee. He's had some thumb injuries. I want to see them play big time basketball against the Lakers and win. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, and I want to see that too. But is there? Can we take something out of that that's tangible? Really is my question. Whereas,
so tonight starts their 5-game road trip.
Yeah, they're on
the
road. Yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, you want them to start off hot against the Lakers.
And if they do that, you'll feel better about their chances in the playoffs if they win a game like this.
Because it's about momentum. You want to start building your confidence, knowing you're going into the playoffs and you're going to have some dogfights ahead of you.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, And if and it has to be more than just tonight, you know, if you want to talk about momentum through the month, for sure. You know, but I guess, and I made this comparison yesterday, and some people agreed, some people vehemently disagreed. It feels to me like the Yankees when they had the Astros and they knew they couldn't beat them. Like, that's the regular season that I feel like the Knicks are having now, where it's like, damn, they're really good. You know they're going to make it to the playoffs, but I just don't believe they can get past that team. And unfortunately, there's two of those teams in the Eastern Conference right
now. Celtics and the Cavs, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't feel like they could beat either one of them.
Well, right now, just the way they're playing and how they're losing, it feels like we need one more big piece or another big piece to kind of alter this thing. And it screams the Greek Freak. It screams like we need to get Giannis in the building for us to have a chance against those elite teams.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to...
You have to dunk Towns. You may have to give up Precious.
I mean...
OG may have to go.
They're not going to do that, man. They're not going to give up on Karl Anthony Towns after 1 year, you know?
Talk about injuries. I mean, he's been out, what, three games so far?
Yeah, I mean, and then that whole situation with his knee where, you know, he goes limping off and then comes back and then Tibbs is getting criticized. But really what happened was, you know, he wanted to come back. He said he was fine. The team sent him back in the locker room. Towns didn't go back in the locker room. So there's all that chatter around the team, too, and injuries and how healthy they're going to be going into the playoffs and all of those things. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, that's the thing, too. On top of that, you know Tibbs doesn't reach deep into the bench. You already have guys dealing with ailing injuries, especially Big Cat, who we need to make a run into the playoffs. So at this point, it's like, where are we going? We all see how this thing is going to end, very much like how it ended last year.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, what I don't want to happen is how it ended last year with everybody breaking down. I mean, that's not what I want to see.
Once Brunson broke his hand, it was...
Yeah, I mean, everybody...
Ship collapsed.
I mean, OG tried to come back, and it was like... I mean, it was horrible. He's dragging his leg around. It was pathetic. And I appreciate him trying to come back, but he couldn't play. You know, like, he could not play.
Yeah, the goal is to get to the Eastern Conference Championship and win.
Yeah.
And the way we're moving right now, it doesn't seem like we're going to get past the division round.
Yeah, you're not going to get out of the second round because most likely it's going to be the Celtics and most likely they're going to wipe the floor clean with you. And, you know, it's funny because all last year, one of the talking points that we had was they match up well against the Celtics. They match up well against the Celtics. This team does not. This team is the opposite of that. And also the Celtics, I think, and a bunch of them said after the last blowout win, a bunch of them said that they find a different gear when they're playing the Knicks. And I think a lot of that had to do with the offseason chatter, the fact that they won the championship and then the Knicks got Bridges and Towns and was like, oh, what? Watch out, here comes the Knicks. Yep. And once New York is good, more people are talking about it and all of that stuff. And I feel like they took it personally. But, you know, and Mikal Bridges is a major problem. He is a major, major problem. Because he is the reason why this team, there's a couple of reasons why this team isn't where we want it to be. And they've won a bunch of games and they're great offensively when they're on. But is, you know, you got Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns that are below average defenders. You've got a guy in Mikal Bridges that was supposed to be a huge piece and a great player for you.
Yes.
Be all over the map, more bad than good, and getting benched. So those are the biggest issues for them. And, you know, we'll see, you know, how much as he continues to reintegrate into the lineup and get more minutes, how much Mitchell Robinson sort of helps them solve their defensive woes. But he's a guy, too, that you can't count on remaining healthy and strong
He's on a pitch count right now.
Yeah.
And they're stretching, especially with the fact that Cat is out. I think right now, to your point, the Knicks feel like they're running out of time.
Yeah.
And they have to do something. And I don't know what that something is. But
they can't do anything this year.
Can't, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
But
right.
It seems like right now we're watching a movie. We know how it's going to end. And and that's what's the most frustrating part, because we're going into a playoff year that – we were expected, to your point, how we this team was perceived going into this season, that was going to make another deep run.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's sad about it, too, is like, you know, there's so many other sports where you get into the playoffs and you don't know how it's going to go. Where we've seen it here. We saw it with the Giants in 2007. We saw it with the Giants in 2011. You know, we saw it with the Jets when, you know, making back-to-back AFC Championship games with Rex Ryan's first couple of years and Mark Sanchez. We've seen it with in baseball last year with the Mets getting in on the last game of the season and then, you know, going through the Brewers, going through the Phillies, playing the Dodgers in six games. You don't know. But with the NBA,
you
it's
know.
Like you know. Now, yeah. we haven't even seen this team in the playoffs.
Correct.
And they've made major changes from last year. We haven't even seen them play in that type of atmosphere, and it already feels like...
Well, to your point, we feel like the Knicks don't have another gear right now.
Yeah.
This is who they are and what they're going to be. Like, for instance, like there's a lot of conversation. I was watching the headlines and listening to stuff yesterday talking about Golden State. Can they get out of the West? And I'm just like, well... With Jimmy Butler now, they're 9-1, and it feels like they have another gear. So it's not out of the realm that they could compete for the Western Conference Finals. But with the Knicks, you're like, this is it. It doesn't get no better than where we're at right now. Solely to your point with Mikal Bridges, that he's underperformed. And, the thing about him was his durability and his availability, but that's not enough for this team. We need scoring outside of Brunson and Cat.
Yeah, he's a confusing player to me. Frustrating and confusing. And they had held on to those first round picks. They were waiting to strike on a certain player. Obviously, the Villanova connection was working for them. You know, they end up getting Mikal Bridges from the Nets. It was just like, it felt perfect. And it's been...
And people don't realize how big DiVincenzo was for us.
Oh, yeah. No,
he was everything.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say everything.
I love DiVincenzo.
Yeah, I loved him too.
Defense, but... he could score. Push the pace. He never felt like you could rush a shot. I like him.
He's been out for an extended period of time this year. You know, so I don't even know if he's made it back yet, but I know around the trade deadline he was hurt.
Yeah.
So there, but yeah, I know there was an attitude. There was 3-point shooting. There was all those things that you mentioned. But, you know, I still thought with the personalities of Josh Hart, personalities of Jalen Brunson, the Tibbs mentality that losing DiVincenzo.
It's all there. It's not enough. That's the point.
Yeah,
everything you're talking about is there. It's just not enough right now.
Yeah, and it's not enough against the best teams. It's enough against 90% of the league.
It's good enough for the Magic. It's good enough to beat the Hawks.
Right, but it's not
the Cavs and the Celtics, and that's who we got to knuckle up against.
You know, and the Cavs annoy me too. Like the Celtics, I could deal with, but the fact that the Cavs are so much better than them.
Well, they're better because they've been able to sustain some continuity.
Yeah,
keeping those guys together, having played, they understand the system. They're playing for each other. And Spider's been money good. So
yeah, and then they made the trade for DeAndre Hunter at the deadline. And Kenny Atkinson, like that's one guy you can root for, is that guy. You know, especially the way he was chewed up and spit out, you know, by the Nets and when the direction that they went in. So yeah, I just like that's a team that this group should be better than them. And I know the Celtics aren't even better than them right now.
No.
But that you didn't expect that. You didn't expect the Cavaliers to be this good and you would have hoped to kind of have a similar path this year as you had last year and then meet the Celtics in a potential conference final, and it's not going that way.
I think the one thing about what's frustrating about this as we're talking about the Eastern Conference as a whole, is that we know the two best teams are going to be in the championship. We know it's going to be Celtics and Cavs.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Nobody else lines up close.
Right, of course. Have you gone to any games this year?
I haven't.
No.
I haven't. I would love to. I'd love to get to
one. You know what's funny? It's like
Celebrity Row looks fun. I've never been on Celebrity Row.
Oh, is this you campaigning to do that?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I know a lot of people who sit on Celebrity Row. I'm friends with Tuck and Victor Cruz, and shout out to Sean Beck is my homie.
You ever sit courtside at a Knicks game?
No, I've never sat courtside at a Knicks game.
Yeah, I think so. Like, you see.
Have you?
No. God, no. I'd love to. Closest I ever got was second row at a St. John's game at the Garden. I've never sat at the Garden. Now, I sat courtside because Hofstra let me coach a game a couple years ago.
Okay.
That was fun. But it's different when it's the Garden, it's the Knicks or St. John's or something like that.
Yeah, the closest I've ever got, I've sat behind the Knicks bench, and it was Milwaukee versus the Knicks, obviously. Yeah, it's when Porzingis tore his ACL and I dunked. I saw the whole thing. And when he landed, I was like, I told my wife, I was like, that's
a problem.
That's a problem. This is ACL. Yeah.
Damn. And Kyrie just tore his ACL.
Brutal.
Amazing how he got, like, this guy got out of here in Brooklyn and then has become... like the most perfect man and player. Like every answer he has given since becoming a Dallas Maverick is like everything you want a professional athlete making that type of money on your team to say.
He's happy.
And he played great.
Played great. I love this, by the way. And I know a lot of people was like, well, you know, it's the old mama mentality. The fact that he tore his ACL and shot those free throws with tears running down his face gave me chills. I was like, yeah, I'd go to battle with that guy.
Like, I couldn't stand Kyrie when he was here. When he was here, he was a nightmare. Well, obviously.
The ball player.
But for the Nets, it was great because he was effing everything up. But just all the stuff that he was doing, it was just wild. And he would just disappear with no explanation and just strange stuff. But anyway, yeah. So, but I have never been that close at a Knicks game. You know who loves taking advantage of? Maybe I shouldn't say taking advantage because that sounds bad. But I am friendly with this guy who loves going to these games and getting his face up on the big board. Is former Mets closer John Franco?
Franco, I've seen Franco at the games,
and John is an awesome guy. Yeah,
I met Franco. He's a nice guy.
Oh, he's awesome, and he's. We had a Christmas dinner, and I sat next to him and Al Leiter, and we had a great time. But like he puts it all up on Instagram. This is how I know that. So like, it's like you.
But
see,
he's not the only one. I mean, if you those
I
who
bet you
that
he's leading. He's leading it.
He's leading the charge.
I think he is, and he does it with every team. He does it with St. John's. Well, he went to St. John's. Does it with St. John's. Does it with the Rangers and the Knicks. It's like every night. John Franco. He's waving. He puts up his board, the picture of him on the board.
I'm not going to throw rocks at him because I see a lot of guys who I know who are celebrities. Yeah. They do the same thing.
He loves that.
They love their little shot.
He loves himself.
If you look at Carmelo's posts, he's there, and he's always at it. It seems like he's at every game. He does it.
Yeah. No, I know.
He's even
shooting
a video.
But is he doing it with the Rangers and St. John's?
No, I don't know.
That's why.
I don't know how many Rangers games Carmelo Anthony's.
And if this will probably get back to John some way somehow. I'm not. This is
not knocking him.
This is a gentle ball busting, and he.
But you would do it.
If I were him, I would do the same thing.
Yes.
But there is no doubt he loves it. He absolutely loves himself some Jumbotron.
I always get weirded out because if you don't get the applause, you assume you would get.
Well, he knows he's going to get it. I mean, it might be like more of a smattering because he does it so much.
So if they were like Gio from the Boom and Carton Show, from the fan.
Boom and Carton Show, that would be a problem.
And he was just, oh, sorry. Boomer and Gio show. Right. It was a slow clap.
There would be nothing. There would be absolutely.
Well, you would be mortified. You probably wouldn't want to sit in those seats again.
Well, I got it at an Islanders game, and I actually it was quiet, but the noise that was made was positive. So I did like
Where
that.
Where was this again?
An Islander game up on they did a whole thing like a whole WFAN that they played a clip from the show and video from the show of us talking about the Islanders and everything else. And I was wearing the Islander jersey, and they know I'm an Islanders fan.
Okay,
and they know I'm from Long Island, so. It was not like it was people did not care. But the few people that did, it was positive.
Good.
So I took that.
So there were no boos?
No, there were no boos. There were no boos.
Boos hurt, especially when you're on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, but as a talk show host, it's not always the worst thing. Because
really? Why? Well,
because like Mike and the Mad Dog used to get booed at certain games, and they were as successful as anybody in this medium because, you know, people would listen to them, but they'd hate listen. You know, because they didn't like their teams, but they were still so entertaining. And, you know, I used to get mad at them, too, as a listener, but I'd always listen. Mm. So it's not, as a talk show host, it's not the worst thing. If you're a retired athlete, it's the worst thing.
For me, it would be brutal if I stood up on the garden floor like, Willie Colon.
Boo.
Like, who's he?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
No, no.
I don't know if I'm coming back.
No, that would not happen to you. No way. Absolutely no way. Also, I think, too, like, Pittsburgh, you'd get a huge ovation because you were on really good teams with both the Jets and the Steelers. But when the current team is good and they show former players, that helps. But like, you know, you get former New York Jet Willie Colon in this mess that the Jets are in now, you're not getting much. Because then their memories are just going, oh my, you made me think about the Jets right now. Oh, God. One of those things.
That would be a public dragging.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. It would not be good.
Have to talk to the marketing team about that one.
But, you know, John Franco, though, he wants every bit of that. He never gets any negativity. Even the Yankee fan likes John Franco.
Yeah, I just also feel like if you're going to the game solely to get recognized, it's awkward.
I don't think he's doing it. I think that he loves the attention, the positive attention, but I also think he really likes going to these games. He still lives around here. He's a Rangers fan. He's a Knicks fan. He's a St. John's fan. But here's the question that I need to know. If they stop taking him off the Jumbotron,
will he continue to show up to the games? He probably will not.
See, that's a bold statement.
I don't know.
It's because you're used to being acknowledged. Now it feels like you've been demoted and you're strictly a fan. Like you've gone from God to citizen, which is a hard pill to swallow, especially when you're retired and you're used to receiving the love and the attention from those who loved when you were wearing a uniform.
Yeah, but if you're a fan, you're a fan. You still want to go to the games, you know?
You'd be surprised. I know guys who don't go to Jets games or Steelers games because they don't get the love or recognition either from the organization or from fans that they once received.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, then what do you really get? Is it about getting that love or is it about supporting your former team and kind of rooting the boys to go?
Like, didn't Paul Amalo have a thing with the organization after he retired, which was an odd one, which I did not expect. Like, he did not come back
there was
for a while.
There was a running narrative that he was salty about the way they kind of pushed him out the door.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still goes to the games or not.
I think they mended that fence.
I think that's done.
He's been back. But something like that is how those things
Which
happen.
Is a story with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys don't leave on their terms or on the best of terms. So going, like I haven't been to a Steeler game. The only Steeler game I've been to was when we came back for our 10th anniversary of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I also live in New York. I don't have time to go. And then as far as the Jets, I'm working on Sunday. So
Right, of course. But you didn't leave the Steelers on a bad note.
No, I knew the writing was in the wall. I had got hurt. It was like my third IR. I was due to make, I think, $6 million, and they had a cheaper guy behind me in Ramon Foster. And I was just all right, Willie, it's been fun.
Oh, that's funny. You know, I had forgotten that he was a guy who replaced you. And, like, recently I had said off the air to you, I love Ramon Foster. Good guy.
No, I love Ramon. Ramon's like my brother. We spent Christmases together.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we were really tough.
I didn't know if you had, like, because he replaced you.
No. I love Ramon with all my heart. He's one of them.
He's doing morning radio, too.
Doing morning radio. Crazy. Doing great work.
And in Tennessee.
His son is a big-time pitcher right now. Or an upcoming pitcher. So I love Ramon. I love his brothers. I know the family really, really well. So, yeah.
Yeah, and you could tell he was one of those guys that was destined to sort of do it. You know, it was because he had his own radio show on 93.7.
Well, I love this story because at the time when he was drafted, we had a young kid get drafted over him out of Wisconsin.
He was undrafted, wasn't he?
He was, but there was a kid by the name of Craig Urbick who they picked up and he had a better career with the Bills than he had with the Steelers. Overall, Ramon was kind of this unsung, unsigned guy coming out of Tennessee and didn't really have a good chance of making the team because of everything that was in front of him. And, man, he went into that training camp and fought and maximized every opportunity he was given. And they kept him, and he went on to have a 10-11-year career with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pretty good. Alex in Perth Amboy. What's going on, Alex?
Good morning, Gio.
What's up, Alex?
All right. Hey, listen, Wendy, you ain't got to worry about getting booed at the Garden. Predominantly, New York is a Latino state, right?
Correct.
First comes to worst, they'll just think you're the salsa star.
True.
That happened to me in the worst. I was invited to the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Oh, no.
And my
because
wife
they thought you were the other Willie Colon.
No, they thought All who right. I who they knew who they signed up.
Right.
The problem is when you're on these floats and you're on here with other folks and you're going up the avenue, it's me and my wife, and my wife is not a native New Yorker. She's from Mississippi. She was just like, oh, this is great. And I had just retired, so it was really, really good. I was like, I've always wanted to be a part of the parade. I've always wanted to kind of represent the Bronx. I'm in the float. We're going up the avenue. We're at a standstill, and there's folks left and right of me outside of the barricade, and they're like, they read the float. It says, Willie Colon. This Spanish lady, and I won't curse in Spanish. She was like, she pretty much said, that's not Willie Colon. I don't know who the hell this black guy is with his dreads are, but that's not the Willie Colon I know.
Yeah.
And so I can hear this lady talking, and it starts kind of going throughout the crowd. That's not Willie Colon. That's not Willie Colon. That's not Willie Colon. God. It took one guy out of that whole crowd goes, no, that's the Jet.
Okay.
And everybody was like, oh, okay, move along.
Right.
And it was, I dealt with that for at least 3 miles.
That's tough.
Where people were just like, that's not Willie Colon the salsa singer.
Oh, man.
And I just had to sit in a float and just like, yes, I know. I'm not the Willie Colon.
And you know that there were people that showed up because they heard Willie Colon the salsa singer was going to be there. And then they got you. And then like, man, I've been waiting out here for 5 hours to see a Jets offensive lineman. God.
Brutal. Never went back. I've been invited twice. Won't go back.
Yeah, smart. Slowly. Yeah, smart.
I'm not dealing with that. And listen, I know I've actually met the real Willie Colon.
Yeah.
Great guy. I gave him a signed jersey. He gave me a signed T-shirt from one of his concerts. Obviously, a legend and an icon in Puerto Rico and in the Hispanic community. But that was
that's a tough one.
That was a tough one.
Next time, you just got to go as Nick Mangold. You know,
it would have made no difference at that. It felt like the same thing. I was just sitting there, and people was wild. What was wild was. People were looking at me so perplexed, like,
Where are you?
Like, sort of like when you go to the zoo and they say that there's an otter in there and you can't find it.
Correct. Like, that's exactly the look I was getting.
Where is it?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back. Is this your playlist, Fleegs, or is this stuff that Al has approved?
No, this is Al's.
Okay. A lot of these I have not heard, or have not heard in a long time.
Look, I usually hit shuffle until I find something newer, because Al updates it, so something that I haven't already played a bunch of times.
Who is this, by the way?
Better than Ezra.
Mm.
Playing Atlantic City, I think, next week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is...
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, yes, you have. Yeah, you have. I think if you play the song good, I think you might have heard that. For real.
Jerry, I'm just telling you what I've heard. You're telling me what I have heard.
Yeah, I think you've heard the song good.
Pretty sure I've never heard.
This is just a bunch of guys in this room, white guys with no lips, telling you what to listen to.
All right, well,
I appreciate the range. I do have range. I feel like I would have heard of the group.
I don't hear from it.
You do. 100% you will know this song. There's not even...
So you say it's a commercial song. Everybody's heard this
commercial song, but it's pretty popular.
You don't have the Spotify up there to just get this
song? I do. It played an ad, but I pay for Spotify, so now I almost want to email them.
Mm. Well, not anymore, it sounds like.
You got it yet?
Definitely does. I can tell by his face he's lost right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's got 8 seconds left. It won't let me skip it.
That's unbelievable.
I checked my credit card statement yesterday. I paid him last month.
Hmm. All right.
Don't get so defensive, please.
It's okay, man.
I'm annoyed at them.
Yeah. No, I get
it. Write it up. Still,
Jerry, you want to sing it? I think I could teach it to you on the guitar before we get this.
Okay.
It rolled right into another ad, so I don't forget.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Wow.
This is,
all right. Well, let me know when it's ready.
Not going well at all.
In the meantime, remember a couple weeks ago, we are brought to you by Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Remember a couple weeks ago, Dak Prescott was talking to reporters, and he was like, we're not that far off from being as good as the Eagles or beating the Eagles. So Jerry Jones, they had the... who retired? Oh, my God.
Zach Martin.
Thank you. Good Lord. They had the press conference yesterday. So afterwards, Jerry Jones did talk to the media, and he was asked specifically, it's a little long of an answer, but do you agree with Dak's comments?
We're operating with a mentality of very competitive with our division, not just the Eagles, but with the division. Eagles are a prime one to talk to because they are the world champ. And you look good when you're the world champ, as it should be. But we'll see how it goes. It's not smart to say that we're as good or better than the Eagles right now because they happen to be the world champs. So I'm not going to be dumb there.
How about that? There you go. So that was a very good answer, actually.
Sounded better than he has in a while.
Yeah. He didn't talk during the combine. Steven spoke, and I think people were wondering where Jerry was. But he looked good, sounded good, so that was kind of cool.
All right, Fleeks finally has the song. Yes, this is a natural.
Oh, yeah. Looking around the house.
Yeah, I know. What's the hook? I mean, you're really pushing the song there.
I don't know this one.
Uh-oh.
You don't know this one?
There's nobody home.
No? Played a lot of songs. We've done shows. We've known everything. I'm surprised you don't know this.
Okay.
Well, you do though, Jay, right? For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I would tell you if I knew it.
No, I got
fast forward to the chorus here, please.
Sorry, pretty good. Max Crosby, a 3-year.
They're like letting you down.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Listen. I mean, that was like an attack of the white guy. And we're all singing better than Ezra to you, and you're standing there with this clueless face. That was really... Yeah, I felt a little awkward. All he wants to do is go watch his chicken.
That's all he wants to go home and do. Looks like the Browns are
taking his shoes off when he gets in his house and wash his chicken.
Live like a human being.
Are allowing Nick Chubb to become a free agent, and this has angered one Adam the Bull, who used to work here. He is now in Cleveland. I think he does his own YouTube show. Here was his first line.
The Browns have once again solidified that they are the worst organization in professional sports.
Now, he acknowledges Nick Chubb may not be what he was at the top of his game, but he's still pretty good and still good for them.
If you had 53 Nick Chubbs, how good would your team be? He does everything the right way. Everything. There are literally no exceptions. There's literally nothing I can say bad about Nick Chubb.
And then he would go on a little more.
He's never out. He's never in trouble. He never showboats on the field. He never does anything wrong. He is the epitome of what every fan wants as a football player.
And what's angering him is how they freely spend money, but you got a guy here that they don't want to, they're nickel and diming, basically. And then he says, instead, they stand by Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett is humiliating the Cleveland Browns across the country, going on every friggin' radio and TV show he can to humiliate Jimmy Haslam, Andrew Berry, and Kevin Stefanski, talk about how useless the organization is. He is crushing them, and they won't trade him.
Now, I think we agree they probably will at some point, but so I thought that was interesting.
How's he looking these days, Adam?
The same.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah.
He went on this, like, it was a couple years ago. He went on, like, this health journey thing. Yeah. He was tweeting out how many pounds he lost, and he's like, I'm doing this so you guys can hold me accountable. Then all of a sudden, it just stopped, and people were asking. He was like, screw you for wanting to know.
It happens like that.
It was just like, I want you to hold me accountable. And people are like, what's going on? He's like, I don't care why you guys are obsessed with my weight. Screw you. I'm eating now. So up your ass.
I think because it went the other way.
Well, of course. Yeah, I know what happened.
I think he had a health issue.
Yeah.
And then it went the other way. But he looks the same. So the Chargers let go of Joey Bosa. The Eagles re-signed Zach Bond. And Adam Jones, a guest on Deion Sanders' Tubi show. Why would I play this? Well, this is because he admits to cheating when he played with the drug tests.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
wow.
Did he use the Wizinator?
He doesn't say how, but.
I cheated the program. Like, I was really good. People don't know how smart I am. But, like, I could say it now. I don't play no more. But, like, I've never used my for a test. Not one time. Not one time.
He was talking about urine, but I didn't feel like playing that.
Yeah,
what
yeah
he said.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, how about that? All those years, never once. I don't know if it's the Wizinator or he brought
remember
it
the Wizinator?
I would love to know how he got away with it because those guys. Every time I've taken a piss test and...
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to drop that.
Okay.
Out. Every time I've been tested, the guy is in the room with you.
Really?
Like, I mean, he's in the room.
And he looks?
You're standing at the bowl. You have your cup. And the guy is, like, standing next to the bowl looking at you do your business. So I don't know what he did, how to get away with.
Problematic for a lot of guys around here that won't shower without a towel.
Yeah, that'd be
or
tough.
Walk around without a towel.
Yeah, the guy standing there with latex gloves waiting for you to him, you know, put the ceiling
and they're
back
looking at the stream.
The whole thing.
Wow.
And he played the same time you did, so.
Right, that's what I'm like, how did he, I'm interested to know what was.
Yeah, does he elaborate?
Andrew Bogish.
Before they used to turn.
Andrew Bogish.
Before they used to turn their back and be like, all right, go guy. But now they're like, Tolibo, you there. I mean, they're looking.
Did Bogus yell across the newsroom, Jerry, I've got some good Adam Pac-Man Jones urine audio.
I mean,
did he do that?
No, but he came over kind of like that, yes.
You know, the Wizinator, if anybody remembers the player who got caught with the Wizinator, I would be really impressed because the reason I remember it is he was a Minnesota Vikings running back. And the Wizinator, for people who don't know, was a fake penis with a urine bag that you'd fill up. And then,
it was like a button on it. You press it, it would release.
And it would release it, so it would look as if you were actually using it.
I know it was the Vikings. I'm just trying to figure out who the guy was.
So it's funny. So
not Robert Smith.
You know what? You got the last name right. So you're on it. Not Robert Smith. It was a man named Ontario Smith. Ontario Smith. Yeah.
Did he play before you at all? Because I'm reading the article now, and Deion apparently pressed him on it and said, they go in the room with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Jerry, they can't get any closer to you.
And he's saying, he responded by saying, it can happen if you know what you're doing. Don't say it can't happen, Pop. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he did it earlier in his career, but I don't know.
Well, there was a period where they weren't good. They allowed the guys to kind of have to be free, but I know the last one I took while I was in the NFL, I mean, the guy was, he couldn't be any closer to you. He couldn't.
Sounds awesome.
There's no way around it.
Knicks are in LA to play the Lakers tonight. LA winners of 7 in a row. They're now 39-21. The Knicks 40-21. Nets and Warriors tonight. Brooklyn's lost 5 in a row. We'll have it on the fan for you at 7:20. Let's give you, I want to give you Pat Boyle before I get out of here. The Capitals did beat the Rangers in overtime 3-2. Jack Hughes, this is not a surprise, with the shoulder injury, had surgery or is having surgery. He is done for the season. I didn't realize the NEC is in their conference tournament already. So they had the quarterfinals last night. LIU beat Chicago State. Also forgot Rod Strickland is the head coach of LIU. So this Malachi Davis had a monster game, went for 35. Here is Pat Boyle on NEC Front Row.
Shot clock down to 6. Bounce pass, and Malachi throws it home. There he is again with the foul. You can count it. Oh, behind the back to Lasso. Malachi Davis has got everything working tonight, plain and simple.
There you go, Pat Boyle on NEC Front Row. Yes.
And he got the shout-out from Van Pelt.
Yeah, I can't find that. He hasn't posted. I don't know if he's up yet. And
Hey-o.
Van Pelt didn't post it. and I didn't see it, so I'm sure we'll have it tomorrow.
Yeah, Pat Boyle is a youngster here who is working hard to get his career going.
He does work hard.
I think I've met Pat.
Yeah, you probably have.
Terrible glasses.
Yeah.
Horrible glasses?
Not in great shape.
What makes them bad?
They're huge.
Yeah, you know what? It's I'm finding
like fish
this
tanks?
This is a thing with the Gen Zers, those glasses.
I'm sure. Doesn't mean they're not ugly.
No, they're horrible. And he looks like Robin Williams in 1 hour photo. If you know that reference, look that. It's exactly what it is. Real creepy.
You're gonna make me do a dive.
Yeah, and but it's like it's a thing. It's a fad, and he's got it. But it looks bad.
Has anybody told him?
Oh yeah, of course.
All of us. And UConn beat number 20 Marquette 72-66.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Willie Colon in for Boomer this morning. We'll talk about the Giants quarterback situation again coming up at 9 a.m. Do have a couple callers here I want to get to before that. First, we'll go to Joseph in Manhattan, who is now on the Fan. What's going on, Joseph?
What's up, Gio? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. What you got?
Hey.
Well, you know, a lot of campaigning happening today. You know, and also, Gio, it seemed like maybe you were subconsciously maybe campaigning for a penis enhancement. You know,
right.
You got the teeth, new teeth on the way.
Yeah.
Seems like a penis enhancement opportunity spot. You know, it could really help the golf game.
Yeah.
Definitely a locker room game. Just wanted to, you know, throw that out there, see if there's anything.
You know, Joseph, that is very funny. I am not campaigning for that. I would, however, if there were a client out there, like if a salesperson came to me and said, hey, what do you think of this? I would consider, I'd look into it.
Would you do it for the show?
Yeah, I mean, if it was safe and everything, I would consider it, but I wouldn't say
if
I
they
would
they said they could
tag it.
On 2 to 3 inches.
Yeah, I mean, if it was safe and I believed in it, I'd consider it. But no, I mean, I'm not campaigning for it. I didn't even know it was a thing until you brought it up. I thought it was still like an archaic type of deal where, like, it was the technology that.
No, I threw the question. Well, I had a conversation with my buddy who was about to get married, and we were kind of just joking, you know, having a conversation. And he was like, "I would do it." I was like, "Would you really do it?" He was like, "I would do it." I was like, "Why? Do you feel like you're lacking?" He goes, "Well, you know, sometimes more is better." Hmm. And I was like, "Well, who told you that?" And he was like, "Well, my wife." And I was like,
"Imagine if he just was like Dennis."
It would just be like, but for me, I'm sitting there, I'm just like, okay,
yeah.
And then when you look into it, more married men are doing it than the single guy out there.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to come up now on my TikTok because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
I have not seen it yet, but I'm curious.
Dr. Goldstein here down in Boca Raton. This is a game of inches, fellas. If you want to get in the game, sign up with me.
Riley in East Islip. What's going on, Riley?
Yo, Willie, how you guys doing?
Good, Riley.
What's going on?
I'm battling a little bit of a hangover today. Other than that, I'm all right.
Damn. On a Wednesday night, huh?
Bowling.
Bowling. Wednesday night bowling. Okay. Oh, that's tough.
So, Gio, I was wondering if you were listening to that bald-headed no-talent Licata around noon yesterday.
I was not listening to that show around noon. I do love Sal, despite me ripping him the other day. But yeah, I did not hear those guys yesterday.
They got a 28-minute segment about their first sexual crush.
Mm.
That little pervert said Rudy Huxtable. What's wrong with that mutt?
He said, really? But at what age,
yeah, Rudy
though?
Huxtable.
Like, how old was Rudy? Like, listen, Riley.
I think season one, you know, he's a sick puppy.
No, Riley, first of all, listen, you really had it out for Sal. I mean, me and him traded back and forth our own barbs recently, but that does not break our bond.
Well, how's Sal doing? I love Sal.
Yeah, this guy, Riley, seemed like he was really didn't like Sal and was very nasty with it. So I don't know if any of that is true. But if he's saying season one Cosby show.
Season one, I mean, Rudy was in Pampers, it seemed like.
But was he that old? See, this is a tough one, man.
Context matters in this.
Like, if he's 13 and she's 13, that can obviously be a crush.
Sure.
That's fine. So, like,
I think Sal is right around. It says the actress who played her was born in 79. Sal's right around there.
Okay.
So he's like the same age when he's watching the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Sal was 55 years old pining after a 13-year-old.
Sal's definitely younger than her.
Okay, so yeah. I mean, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's all context there.
You know? It's permitted, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, but
the guy did come out pretty hot.
He did. That was a lot.
No talentless.
Yeah, I mean, he was really like that. That sounded like, I mean, I can't really speak because he and I went back and forth, but that sounded super personal.
Yeah.
You know, but like Sal and I have a long relationship, so it's fine to do that occasionally.
You guys know each other.
This guy just really, it sounded like Sal had done something to him when they were younger, you know, which might have happened because that guy was from East Islip and Sal grew up in Ronkonkoma. So it's possible those guys crossed paths.
Man, Ryan, if you've ever taken the LIE and been like, leaving a city drunk and hearing last stop Ronkonkoma.
Yeah, yeah,
this
right.
Haunts your brain.
Yeah. This station is Brentwood. This is the train to, no, it's actually Deer Park. I got to get it right. This station is Deer Park. This is the train to Ronkonkoma.
Yeah.
The next station is Ronkonkoma.
Yep.
Those are the doors.
Anytime you hear that, you've definitely missed your stop.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Especially
well,
if you go to Hofstra.
Not for me. That was where I, well, you go to Hofstra. Yeah, you wake up and you didn't Central Islip. You're effed. You know? That's a bad one. But yeah, I used to go to Ronkonkoma when I took the train. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.